Honey, baby, oh, oh, oh. Honey, baby, oh. Guys, you know who Call Her Daddy's presenting sponsor is? Honey. Say it with me. Hi, honey. Honey. Guys, honey is my favorite fucking thing in the entire world because it saves me money and it's free. So I don't know why, if you don't have it, why don't you have Honey? It literally saves you money. Guys, Honey is an online browser extension that you download and then it automatically applies coupon codes to your shopping cart to save you money. So I'm staring at my computer right now. It's in the upper right hand corner of your browser once you download it. And then say you're checking out, you're buying a shit ton of clothes. Amazing. Guess what? I'm going to save you fucking money. A little thing will drop down when you're at the checkout and it will say, Honey, found 20 new coupons. Would you like to apply? And then if you're not a stupid bitch, you'll be like, I mean, yeah, I guess I'll dabble with like saving, I don't know, $20, $30, $40, $50. So you press apply coupons. And then once you press apply, it scans the internet for every possible coupon that that site has. And then it applies directly to your cart. And then you save money. And also, by you guys downloading Honey, it not only is saving you money, but it also helps support the fucking show. Daddy gang. Guys, go to joinhoney.com/daddy to get Honey for free. Again, that is joinhoney.com/daddy.
Do you call him daddy?
Do I call her daddy?
Call her daddy.
What the fuck is up, Daddy Gang? It is your father back at it again for another episode of Call Her Daddy. You guys, I'm in LA right now. There's a guest in the room, but I first just, of course, Alex has to give you a fucking life update because it's just continuing. The drama continues, Daddy Gang. Let me tell you what happened to me. I've been in LA for 24 hours. So I land. I go to my hotel. I put my luggage down. I say, I want a salad. What? Wait, what? Alex wants a salad? I know, I'm already changing. LA is changing me. I'm like a healthy green bitch. I'm just kidding. I didn't eat it. So I go to this place to get a salad. I sit down. I don't even get my water. The waiter is about to come up to me, and then these two girls come up to my table. And I'm like, oh, maybe they're Daddy Gang. Who could this be? I don't know anyone in LA. I'm a fucking loser. These two girls approach me, Daddy Gang, and I can't make this up. This girl walks up to me and she goes, I'm so sorry to interrupt you. I just had to come up and say this. I am Suitman's ex-girlfriend. What? Wait, what? What? I look up at her like she's a fucking like halo on top of her head. I'm like, she's shining from the heavens above. I feel like I'm dreaming. I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, what? She's like, yeah, I'm Suitman's ex-girlfriend. And I just about shit myself. Mind you, I'm off the plane. I'm not really there. I'm a little groggy. Like, I don't really know what's going on. So as you can assume, I'm a little stunned. It's kind of become like, Suitman is this guy that just kind of is there, and he like ruined everyone's lives, but like now it seems like he's a distant memory and he's just like a villain in the wings. Now this woman is like in the flesh looking at me like I'm his ex-girlfriend. I'm like, oh my god, bitch, take a seat, let's have a chat. Guys, she starts to go off and is like, I totally understand how the entire situation went down. He's such a fucking weirdo. Like, he's really smart, but he's really fucking weird. And the funniest part is she goes, and I mean, when I, how it ended with him and how I broke up with him is the minute I saw his apartment. And I'm sitting there like knowing all the details. I'm like, oh, like you saw his apartment too? And she's like, yeah, he literally has his apartment. It's furnished like an 8-year-old woman. And it's the most terrifying thing when you walk into his apartment. You're like, so today I die. So this is where you see in the movies where you walk in. It's like this the movie Psycho. When you walk in and you look around and he's got like all the stuffed birds and shit. Like that's Suitman's apartment. So anyway, so she shows me a couple pictures of them together. Really cute moment, kind of terrifying, honestly, seeing the man's face again. And we just had this really, this like underlying bonding moment, probably because she like knew the man. So that was my first moment in LA, sitting down, suit man, bada bing, what's up, motherfucker. So it was interesting. And it was fun because like we talked shit about him, obviously. And it like kind of like I got a little aggression out. The next update. Yes. Here we go. I just want you to all get super comfy, cozy, buckle up. last week, sorry, I'm like blushing. Oh, Alex. Last week, I told you guys about a business Zoom meeting that I went on. And on that meeting was a man that I found so attractive, so unbelievable. And he ended up making a move, emailing me, asking me to come out to LA a day earlier so he could take me to dinner. And I took him up on the offer, got on the plane, got out to LA, and went on the dinner meeting date. So naturally, my co-host would say, Alex, how was the date? Daddy gang, how was the date? Time to spill the motherfucking tea. How was the dinner date? It was so amazing, Daddy gang. By the time I release this episode, I can't keep up. By the time I release this episode, we are past the dinner. Now we will have hung out multiple times, okay? So I'm going to walk you guys through the date because it's kind of the funnest thing right now and I want you guys to feel a part of it. My life is your life, so here we go. Date night. Okay, I'm reclining in my chair. I'm getting ready. I go down to the lobby. He's picking me up at 7:45. I'm standing in the lobby and listen. I'm not going to say I'm a superficial bitch, but I think that like I really was anticipating him to drive such a nice fucking car. He's a big fucking shit here in LA. He's got a nice job. I'm like expecting some big hot shit. So when I see, I think it was like a Toyota Corolla, like roll up. No shame on those, but just for him, I just wasn't expecting. So this car rolls up and I like, my heart kind of like stops beating and I kind of like die inside a little bit. I'm like, okay, Alex, it's fine. Like get in the car. Like it's fine. Like he doesn't have a nice car. Like it wasn't him. You're all like, okay, Alex, what? No, but you know, in that moment, like I literally was like waiting to see what kind of car he drove. And when I saw the motherfucking Toyota Corolla zoom, zoom roll up, I was like, I don't know. This doesn't really fit his MO. Don't worry. Toyota Corolla, not his. 2 seconds later, a baller ass car rolls up. I'm not going to say what the car was because he told me if I give specific details about his life, he will end me. And all of a sudden I'm going to disappear. So a really, really nice car rolls up. Let's say that. One that would get a woman wet. I was wet already. 2 seconds in. Look at how easy it is to please me. You roll up in a hot car. I'm like, okay, you can fuck me. So my vagina's throbbing. I open the car door. And he like looks at me up and down. I'm like, oh my fucking God. I want to make out with your face. But guys, we're still in business meeting mode. I get into the car. We lock eyes. It's as if we've just known each other for. I sound so fucking annoying. I'm like the lock of the eyes. No, we both. And you know those people you meet immediately that it's just like you feel like you've known each other for so long. Like we immediately vibed, and it was just like, oh my God, like we're gonna get along so well. Our personalities. We were just talking. We were having such a good time. So we roll up to this sushi joint that he took me to. And we sit down on the date, the meeting, fuck. We sit down at the business meeting. And honestly, like in the beginning, we did talk about business. Before we got our waters, we quickly got that out of the way. 2 seconds in though, we were on to the date. No, Daddy gang, the sexual tension was extreme. He's kind of holding my hand on the table, like kind of rubbing under my thigh. Like we're getting a little touchy. And at first he had asked me like randomly towards the end of the night, like we're kind of both like a little tipsy. And he's like, can I kiss you? And something about a man who's so manly and like older, just asking if he can even like kiss me. Like it wasn't like little Johnny in seventh grade, like Barbara, come on, let me give you a smooch. It was like, no, it was hot that he was like asking for permission. And I like leaned in and then I like pulled away and I'm like, no, not right now. Like this is a business meeting. What are you doing? Stop fucking taking advantage of me. Okay. Then we get the check and I'm like, I have to pee so bad. And he's like, okay, great. Like, let's go into the restaurant. Mind you, everyone that's like, Alex, it's Corona. Trust me, everywhere I've been eating, by the way, I've been outside, mask on deck. Okay. He brings me to the restaurant inside. I go to the bathroom. Longest pee of my life. I'm sitting there with a fat smile on my face. I'm like, wow, this is so fun. Also, at this point, kind of hammered. I get out of the bathroom and I look to the right because that was where the men's room was. And I thought he had gone to the bathroom too. And I look down the hall and the back of the restaurant, like the, I guess it would be considered like the service door, is open, propped open. And he's in the back parking lot. He had gone out the back of the restaurant and he's standing there like motioning, waving for me to come meet him in the back of the restaurant. I walk towards him and I can't even explain how hot this moment is. I'm walking down the hallway. He's like in this dark lit back corner of the restaurant. I get back there and he pushes me up against the wall and he puts his hands on my face, like grabs my face and is like, can I kiss you now? I just about melted inside and I was just like, yes. And he starts making out with my face. Okay. Daddy gang. Such a good kisser. Such a good fucking kisser. Do you know how fucking scary it is when you do not know? Like, is this bitch about to be? Is it? Because sometimes, honestly, I'll give it to people. Like, you gotta, it takes a minute to get in simpatico of like, oh, you make out a little different than I do, or oh, we gotta get in a groove. Literally locking lips, tongue in there, fucking making out. It couldn't have been more perfect. I was like, oh, okay, this is really cool. So we're getting married. No, I'm just kidding. So we make out. He like puts his hands like down, not my pants, but like down on the back and like grabs my butt from outside my pants. And it's like honestly the hottest make out. And then we stop making out. He grabs my hand and walks me around to the front to get his car from valet. And he's just like holding my hand like I'm like his little fucking bitch. And I'm like, wow, I like this. I like this a lot. Because then the nice car pulls up. I just got wined and dined. I just got a good make out. I'm like, this is living. Here we go. We get in the car and he's like, I'm going to take you home, right? And I'm like, yes, yes, yes. Alex, keep it in your fucking pants, you whore. Like, no, 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 no. The twist, Daddy Gang, is that he ends up telling me, and he told me this in the beginning of the night, that his trip for work got canceled due to someone getting corona. So he's like, I'm here for one more week now. And so I'm like staring at him like, Jesus, Mother of God. This is the beginning of a very dangerous love affair. He definitely ate my vagina on our third date, and I'm not gonna lie, best orgasm of my life. All right, guys, thank you so much for coming to Call Her Daddy. Alex, what? Ah, yeah, there was definitely something that happened downstairs. I'll update you guys next week. There's a lot happening, butt plugs, everything. I don't even know. I just blacked out, guys. I have a guest this week. Stop being rude. We can't focus on me the whole fucking night, okay? Hello, bitch. Oh, wait, no. Hello, fresh. Commercial break. Hello, everyone. If you guys don't know how to cook, me, HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. You're welcome. Okay, so you're like, oh my God, I don't like going to the grocery store. Me either. I literally eat Cheetos for a living. Not with HelloFresh. HelloFresh has so many different recipes that you choose from. You can also choose like a low calorie option, a vegetarian option, or a family friendly recipe option every week. So HelloFresh offers right now contactless delivery to your doorstep. It just basically cuts the stressful part of meal planning out. I'm sorry, but I don't know what a grocery store is. And I don't know what I would buy. HelloFresh basically puts all the ingredients into the box and then you just take it all out and you have every ingredient that you need to make that meal, which is pretty dope. And usually all of them take about 30 minutes to make. If you guys are interested and you want to try it out, I actually have a really good deal for you today. You're going to go to HelloFresh.com/DaddyGang80 and you're going to use code DaddyGang80. That's the number 80. And you're going to get a total of $80 off, including free shipping on your first box. Did you guys hear that? $80 off and free shipping. HelloFresh.com/DaddyGang80. 5, 6, 7, 8. Daddy Gang, can you hear me? Okay, I have someone sitting across from me right now. I look like a potato sack. She looks so fucking hot. And it's amazing also when you have people that like you don't know what they're going to look like in person. You're like, is this bitch a catfish? Not that I ever thought that about her. But like it's an amazing thing when she comes in and I'm like, oh, fuck, she looks exactly like her Instagram. Introducing Olivia O'Brien.
Wow, thank you. That's the best compliment ever.
Wait, no, but seriously, like, I imagine in LA you have so many bitches that you're like, wait, your Instagram, you looked so different. What happened there?
Yeah.
It's kind of a scary, it's a scary land that you live in. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. I think it's so funny because Olivia and I have been like kind of following each other for a while. So random. I loved your music. I love your music. And then I know you were a fan of the show. And then we've always just, at first we just were DMing being like, yo, bitch, if you come to LA, like, let's rage.
Oh my God, yes. Remember
that? We were like, let's go out together and like, let's get really fucked up. And then now we're here and I'm like a single father alone trying to make it in this world. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to have guests. And you immediately popped up and I was like, Olivia, come on.
I was so excited when you said you need to have guests. I was like, please, me, now.
Let's go. I literally think the Daddy Gang is going to love you because I remember being like, all of your songs are so, you just like narrate everyone's thoughts when they're just like getting fucked over by men. And that's your kind of like your vibe. I feel like your brand is like, you're constantly just talking about like how men are trash.
Yeah. Everyone thinks I'm like a huge man hater and like, I mean, it's not, they're not wrong necessarily. Yeah. I think there's some nice ones out there probably. I just haven't really met any of them.
You're like, I kind of have this idea that like maybe one in a million, but like I haven't met one yet. So fuck all of you. You're single.
Very.
We were just kind of talking about this beforehand because I was telling Olivia about the Zoom man and she was like, how did you meet him? I'm like, on a business meeting. And she's like, Kate, I can't. So what are you on, dating apps? Like, how do you meet guys?
I was like on Raya or whatever it's called for a little bit. But it's so like
you just can't.
I hate dating apps. Like, what am I supposed to do? I need to actually have like a real connection with someone in order to actually like them. Like, it takes a lot for me to really actually like a guy because I just hate everyone.
Wait, yeah, do you have a type? Oh fuck,
yes. And oh, it's so embarrassing.
Wait, what is it?
Okay, well, I'm trying to like get off of this
type.
Okay, but I like little internet boys that like the stupid like,
oh, internet boys.
I like guys that outwardly seem like such fuck boys because I know I'm gonna get good content from them.
Yes.
And they're probably not gonna want to actually date me because I don't want a real relationship. I just want someone to like give me attention every once in a while and then like ruin my life a little bit so I can write an album.
Wait, I'm sorry, but that's literally my life in my podcast. I'm like, wait, he's literally the biggest fuckboy. He is such a piece of shit. He's not even treating me that well. This is perfect. Mm-hmm. Date me. I'm like, exactly. Wait, I love you. How old are you?
I'm 20.
Okay, you're 20. So you are like living your best life right now. You don't want a boyfriend.
Well, right now. Right now I'm watching 90 Day Fiancé all day.
Like very single. You're very single.
Yeah.
Okay, can you, how many boyfriends have you had? Like, have you had really big relationships?
I've only had one like serious relationship and it like gave me depression being like I've had depression like on and off for a long time, but like it re-triggered my depression being in a relationship. I felt so trapped. I think I just didn't like the guy as much as I probably should have. And
that's usually in a relationship you kind of want to like them. I don't know, sometimes it depends what kind of girl you are.
But it was also my one like my only real like public relationship. So now all my songs, everyone's like, this is about him, this is, I'm like, I've never written a song about him like ever.
Dude,
like,
isn't that so fucking like annoying that. Like, I have that all the time when I'm like talking about an ex. They're like, I've seen you on Google, Alex, like I know who you're talking about. I'm like, no. So I had one guy that like was very public and like I'm not talking about him most of the time, so shut the fuck up.
There's like one guy that's public and then like many yes, many that are
they don't know about. Yeah. And you're like, shh, no.
And that's why I keep that shit private now, because I don't want people in my business.
Okay, so you're trying to be more private.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know what's gonna happen later on in my life, but as of now, yeah, because I just don't want to. I'm just not looking, like, serious relationships just scare me unless the person's like, unless I'm like obsessed with the person. But usually when I'm obsessed with someone, it's because they don't like me back, so that's never gonna
it's just
pan
this
out.
Amazing thing that like when they don't like you, you're like, this is what love feels like, right? And it's like, why do we do that? But it's kind of like I always have been recently saying, I'm like, it's because you're fucking young, you don't want to get married right now. Why the fuck do you want a nice guy? That's boring. Exactly. So you were in a relationship and you just said you were really depressed. How long were you in the relationship?
It was like actually dating probably like 6 months, but total was maybe like 8.
Okay. Did you break up with him or did he break up with you?
I broke up with him and it was not fun.
Oh my God. Wait, I feel like breaking up with someone is so fucking scary.
Horrible. And also like after you break up with them and then you're like, oh, I'm bored and like they're sad, like should I just like hang out with them one more time, like whatever.
Going back to the ex, we were just saying off camera, we were like, fuck, like recycling exes is something that is, it's just such a pastime of mine that I love to do. And Olivia was like, I love to do that too. Why do we like to do, why do you think you do that?
I don't know. Well, I've actually never recycled that particular man, but the only, it was like after we broke up, like obviously we're hanging out still a little bit, and then I was like, gotta cut this off before it gets dangerous.
No, that is dangerous.
But like guys that I've never fully dated that I've had things with, I feel like it just comes in cycles. Like I'll go back to them every, like there's one guy that I literally wrote my entire album about
2 years
ago, and I like every like 6 months I find myself hanging out with him again, and then every single time we stop talking and he gets a girlfriend, or he stops talking to me because he gets a girlfriend. I swear, every single time.
So and then he'll break up, and then you guys get like, you guys start hooking up again, and then he goes and gets a girlfriend.
Yep.
So you're kind of like the girl he always goes back to, and but then he goes and gets a girlfriend.
Yep.
And you've never been his girlfriend.
And sometimes I think, sometimes I really think, like this last time, I really thought like we were gonna date or something, and then he, oh god, it was so crazy. I'm not even kidding. We were hooking up. It was like right at the beginning of quarantine, and I was at his house every single day. He was like, you should like move into my house for quarantine at least for a couple weeks, like so that we don't have to like go anywhere. It was like when we were like so scared the world was ending.
Right. Oh, that was terrifying.
And I had just gotten back from tour, and we were like literally hanging out every single day. And then I didn't see him for 4 days because he was like, quarantine, like I really want to take it really strict. Like we're not letting anyone in our house, whatever. So I was home for 4 days, and I FaceTime him, and we're like talking, whatever. And then one day he unadds me on Snapchat, and I texted him, and I was like, hey, like, is something wrong?
Is there a glitch?
No, because like I've been friends with this kid for 2 years. Like overall, anything, like we're friends.
Right.
So I was like, hey, like, did something happen? Yeah. And he was like, oh, I started seeing someone, and I just wanted to like clear out my Snapchat, like just out of respect for her.
And you're like, no. Hold on. I was supposed to move in.
Yes.
I have my bags packed.
I was so,
you're like, hold on. At what window did you meet this new girl? Because we were talking about me coming over for quarantine.
I know. I'm like, in 4 days in quarantine, you somehow met someone that you like enough to date, and it's not me,
dude.
Like, what?
Wait, yeah. Why?
And this is like the second time that something like that crazy has happened with him. So I was just like, you know what? I need to be done. But I wasn't. I hung out with him a couple weeks ago. Oh, we didn't hook up or anything. We didn't hook up or anything. We just hung out as friends. But
okay, so that is like kind of beautiful, because first of all, I love that you can just like admit that, because I feel like some girls are like, no, like it just like whatever, and like I can't even explain it. Like it just wasn't the right timing. Like you're like, no, it was actually him being like, literally on a different planet. Like, what are you doing? We literally were, I thought, on the same page. And then all of a sudden, when men do that, it's the most unbelievable thing, because it's like they all of a sudden, everything they've ever said to you, it's like they, it never happened.
I know.
And that's like a narcissist.
Every time.
And dating one of those, not the funnest.
I've dated multiple. Or
multiple. Many. Yeah. Many narcissists.
Some of them were very severe.
And it's hard though, because they're so, like they look amazing at first, and their personalities, and they know how to charm you. And then slowly, the deeper you go, you're like, this is an actual nightmare.
Yep.
So I'm so sorry about your little quarantine. So you really thought you had great quarantine plans.
Yeah.
And now you're like, fucking alone.
He was texting me on tour like, come home, it's not safe out there. Like, I miss you. And I was like, oh my God.
You're like, babe, I'm coming. I'm running back to you. And then you get back and he's like, doors are closed, bitch. I've got another bitch in the house. Dude.
But now they're not even together anymore. What? He literally said he was single last time I hung out with him. I was like, oh, sick.
And okay,
I
just cool.
Took my ass home.
Dude. Okay, so that's like kind of miserable. And I feel like, so you wrote a lot of songs about that person.
Oh my God. I have a tattoo of three tally marks. And these are all the guys I've ever like written songs about and like been inspired by and like whatever.
Wait, that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
I thought you were
going to
say
muses.
You had his name tattooed on you. I'm like, no. Olivia, wait, hold on, bitch, reel it in. Okay, that's actually kind of cool. So there are three men that you've ever been inspired enough to write a song about.
Yeah,
I mean, you wrote an album about
I've written
one?
Like, there's some guys I've written like one or two songs here and there, but these are like guys that I've been they've inspired like whole projects or whole like eras in my career.
And was it mostly because they fucked you over? It wasn't because you were in love?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't write love songs. I don't know how to do that. Right. It's corny.
No, some of your songs, like, obviously your most famous one right now, the Jocelyn one, because I think it's just been trending, and I know people made, like, TikTok dances to it. That one specifically is, like, we don't need to get into, like, who it's about, but did they know it was about them?
Yeah.
Okay, great. That's great. So that's kind of funny, though, because I feel like you're, like, the songwriting version of me with my podcast. Like, it's kind of funny. It kind of a power that you can write songs and then men will know it's about them, and
they
terrified.
Think it's so funny. Like, the guy that I wrote Jocelyn about, I was hanging out with him, like, after that happened. Like, we're still friends, whatever. Yeah. And he was like, Olivia, I'm scared to hang out with you because you literally just use me for content. Like, I don't even know. I don't even want to talk to you. I'm like,
dude, you're yeah. like, haha, say one more word, bitch. Like, you're going in my song. Like, it's going to be amazing. That's actually really fucking dope.
Yeah.
So you're single now.
Mm-hmm.
How is that going for you?
I'm so bored. But honestly, I think that if I wasn't single, yeah. I would, it might be even worse. Because like, just during this time, I feel like I'm using it to my advantage so much. Like, I feel like I'm growing so much as yeah. a person. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. All my roommates just moved out of my house. We're all moving, we're all moving to different places. And they all like left early. They found places before me. And I'm leaving like 5 days before the lease is up. So I have another month at my house I'm living alone. And it's so scary. I'm there. But I'm like being so weird. I'm like meditating and like singing like naked around the house, like casting spells.
Dude,
and shit.
You're like finding yourself. Yeah. Wait, I actually think that's kind of amazing. I feel like it's like weird because I've gone through phases where I'm single and I'm like so not okay being single. But then like this is the first time, even though I'm dating guys, like I'm not actually like in a relationship. So like I feel like it's the first time where I'm like okay if all these men dropped off and like I'm single. Like it's good when you can actually like be okay being single.
And that's the only way anything will ever work out. If you're not good on your own, you're gonna be dependent on that person for your happiness, and then they're gonna ruin your life. Also, I started reading this book called Why Men Love Bitches.
Oh, I feel like people have like told me to read that.
It is, you need to read it. I swear if I wrote a book, it would be that book. Like it's everything I've ever told any of my friends. It's like, I, not to say that it's not technically about like being a bitch to guys, right. Like I'm not a huge fucking bitch, right.
Sometimes like, I'm a huge fucking bitch, but like whatever.
But it's about not like showing that you care so much about, they're just gonna get bored. If it's you're like so the first boring. date, you're gonna cook them a fucking six yeah. course meal and
you're like Susie fucking cream cheese, like baby come sit down, and it's like okay, this is the first date, don't even give him that.
Yeah.
Wait, I actually want you to kind of go through, that's interesting you bring up that book. I want to hear you, like when you said like what I tell my friends, like do you have kind of like a, like what do you live by, like what's your dating style at least that you try to like implement, or what kind of advice do you give your friends?
You can't be out there just doing everything for them. First of all, the most important thing is you can't always be the one that goes to their house. Whoever's Ooh. House you're always going to, that's the person that has the power.
Yep.
In every relationship I've ever had, that's always been the way it was. My that's ex-boyfriend, that the one I actually dated, I went to his house like twice in our entire relationship. He came to my house every single time. And
so
then
had
the other guys,
whipped.
All of these guys, they never came to my house. I always went to their house and they didn't like me at all. So that's the whole thing. It's like, that's literally the number one rule that I tell everyone.
Wait, that is fascinating, because I guess it's a little different in LA, because like New York, it'd be like, well, whose apartment is like bigger so that we can like have room? But like, I guess it does make sense, because I know one of my exes that I was like just out of college and I was like so wrapped on him and I was literally at his place 24/7. And that imbalance, you're so fucking right. I've literally never thought about that, because it sounds so stupid. It's like, whose house do you go to more? But it's true. If you're always the one making the fucking effort to go to their place, it's like, why doesn't he ever come to your place?
Yeah, and then he just thinks you're always available. Right. Also, you can't just, if they ask you to hang out, you can't drop your plans and go hang out with them. You always have to, at least, even if you're not that busy,
yeah.
make time for yourself so that you can fucking seem like you're doing something else. If,
that's so
if
true.
You're always there for them, if you're always calling them, like, why didn't you call me? Why didn't you, like,
yes.
they're gonna just think you're insane, like especially
so
in the beginning
true.
Like maybe later you can call, do whatever you want later in the relationship, but in the beginning you have to set yeah. the foundation of like, you can't, like I don't need you, I have
yeah.
my own shit,
own
and
shit.
It, whatever you do, like I'm not dependent on you and I don't need it.
Dude, you are spitting facts right now. I remember it was like, I gave like the like epitome of that example, I thought was I was talking about women that are professional athletes' girlfriends that are, or the wives, and like they sit at home. And like, I remember being a girlfriend, so I would watch these women and they were like, wait, why do you have a job? Like, what are you doing? And I was like, I don't know. I just, like, I have a job. Like, what are you guys doing? And they sit at home for their man and they wait for him to get home from the games. And I'm like, you are getting cheated
on. Yeah, he's cheating on
you.
He's
literally
sure.
cheating on you. And like, it's so sad, but it's like these women give everything to this man. And I'm like, does he sit and wait for you? Does he ever come home and you're not there? Are you out with your girlfriends ever and like making him wonder what the fuck you're doing? It's like the imbalance, like it almost goes back to the whole house thing. Are you always going to his house? Are you always going to him? Why the fuck is he never coming to you? It's not going to work if it's like that.
Yeah. Also, like when a guy calls you at like 2 a.m. and you're at home and he's like, after like went to the club and he's like,
yes.
come over, and you go.
Yes.
That's
no.
Just, yeah. That's like his instant gratification.
Yes.
That's like, great. I can like just 1-800-PUSSY and this bitch will be on her way.
1-800-PUSSY. Like, come on, bitch. Like I just hooked up with a bunch of girls at the club. Couldn't get laid though. Now I'm calling you, your last resort.
Yeah.
I think that is like, daddy gang, please listen to that, because I know that's what we spit facts here on Call Her Daddy, but like it's good to hear it from different people who have lived it. It's like, why are you always so available? And why are you being so available for him? It's like kind of sad to see girls that are just like always there.
The saddest story ever. One of my like old best friends, she like met this guy and he just in the beginning just did not, he was not interested in her. He broke up with her after the first time they were talking and got back together with his ex-girlfriend for like 5 months and then broke up with her. And then he started texting her again. And she was like, I really like him. She would go over to his house. She would bring our blender in her car and go to his house and like leave it in her car. And she was like, yeah, I'm just bringing it in case he wants a smoothie or something.
Oh my God.
And like would bring a bag of food and cook him a whole meal and then go fuck him, wake up, suck his dick, feed his dog and leave while he was still asleep.
I can't breathe. I'm hyperventilating. Yeah. I don't
and
know what to say.
She kept doing that. She watched his dog for him when he went to Vegas for a week. Like all this shit while he would text her back like every other day and like just did not give her the attention that she was giving him. And then she decides that she's going to move in with this man.
Oh my fucking God.
So he like, I guess his roommates like didn't like him or something, so he like didn't have a place, like he was gonna move in with his some person and then shit didn't come through.
Also just something to point out, ladies, if a guy like, if a lot of men don't like a guy, that's a really big red flag. Like what's wrong with him?
Exactly. And the only reason he wanted to move in with her was because he texted her and was like, hey, like I know you're planning on moving soon and like I don't really have a place to go, like we should just like save money and like get a place together.
Dude,
and
they had
just started dating. And once he wrote her a card that was like, I love the way you cook and clean and you're nice to my family, like love you,
you are my bitch,
happy, it was like happy Valentine's Day.
Wait, so literally
it was she cooks, she cleans, she's nice to my family.
Oh my God, it's like, so she's your maid. Yes, she's literally your maid. Like that's what ended up happening with them.
None of us talked to her for like a year. She just didn't talk to any of us. And then they broke up and she had to move out of his place. Like, I don't know. I haven't talked to her. She still owes me a bunch of money. So I don't really want to get into that.
Literally, like, that makes me so sad because the amount of girls that don't see how far they're going with a guy and they get so sucked into it, and then all of a sudden it's like you've isolated your entire life is gone.
Exactly.
Just for one person that literally treats you like shit. Yeah. Women, if that's you, if you're kind of looking around, you're like, wait, I don't like have girls nights anymore, or like I don't really do actually anything other than with him, but he still has his life, but I don't have a life, I just have him. That's another red fucking flag.
Yeah, you cannot drop your friends. You have to keep your friends around. Another one of my friends, similar thing happened. Like I've watched all of my friends go through this. Thankfully, I don't think the girl I was just talking about, I don't think she got cheated on or anything.
Okay, that's good.
And I think she's doing really good now, so I'm like really happy for her.
Good for her. But also give Olivia her money, bitch.
That's like, another story.
Okay.
But I think she's doing good. But another one of my friends recently got cheated on in the most messed up, horrifying,
spill
disgusting
the tea, spill the tea,
way
let's
ever.
Go.
So
we love this.
My best friend, her name is Charlie. She lives with me currently, but we're all moving, so not anymore.
And Charlie's okay with you telling this story.
Yeah, she
shout
is.
Out Charlie. We fucking love you.
I've already talked to her about
Oh my
it.
God. Okay.
So basically, she was dating this guy and he was like a little internet boy like a long time ago. And you know, he has his platform and whatever. But they've been dating for a long time, and Charlie is the best person ever. She just knows everything. She like has a real actual job, which is rare in LA.
God, we love to
see
it.
She's the girl we go to when we want to like start a company or we want to do something. Like we just don't know how to like navigate through life. We ask Charlie. She does everything.
She's the woman.
And this boy, he was like years younger than her and just did not have his life together like at all. She like took him to the DMV to get his license. She like cleaned his house for him, like just saved this kid's life. Basically,
like,
she just
was raising him while dating
him. She even admits, she's like, yeah, I was literally his mom, like I was his mom. And we still saw her, so it wasn't like we were like cut off, but she was very much like with him all the time.
In
she
it.
Kind of lived with him, like I mean, she basically lived with him.
Okay.
And so she wasn't hanging out around us as much. And then she found out last November, after they've been dating for months, some girl DM'd her and was like, you deserve better. And she was like,
Oh, fuck.
We get this girl on the phone and she's like, I used to be a fan of him. We met at like one of his like tour things back in the day. And he has a private Snapchat account where he sends me inappropriate photos. And like he said he was going to fly me out and like tells me he likes me and all this stuff. So she goes and looks at his phone. She's like, do you have a private Snapchat? He was like, no, I don't. She was like, give me your phone. She goes in his phone. Hundreds of girls, of fans, of literal fans, hundreds of fans in his Snapchat sending photos, sending literal photos of his penis to these girls who knows, some of them could have been underage. I'm not gonna like try to frame him as like a child predator, but like,
you don't know they're
and regardless, why are you doing like, you fans idolize you and you're like using them for that's it just disgusts me. So he's like, I'm sorry, I need help, like I'm really sorry, like I'm gonna stop. She gets back together with him.
No!
I know. Fuck. And then we find out in May. So
he's doing it again.
Well, we found out. We found this out like a couple weeks ago. She gets another DM. And it's the same thing. A different girl.
You deserve better.
You deserve
better. She's like, oh my God, I'm taking.
She replies and we get this girl on the phone.
I love that you guys are getting these bitches on the phone. Like, I fucking love this shit so
much. I love that they want to come to her and tell her. Right? Like, thank God.
Me too. And I love that you guys are open enough to like, because some girlfriends, I talked about it on one of my last episodes. I was like, there are some girls that will be like, no, my man's like would never cheat. I'm like, no, stop calling him first of all your man's and second of all he would cheat.
So he literally would.
He literally is. Literally would. Shut the fuck up.
Oh no, but this girl had the same story, pretty much the same story.
The Snapchat
sent us receipts and was like, yeah, like he had a private Snapchat and we were like, when did this happen? She was like, May. So not only did he do this in November, but he lied about it the entire time she was living with him, sleeping next to him. And when she would go to work, he would be sending photos of his dick to fangirls.
Dude! No. Okay, I'm sorry, Daddy Gang. Hello, this is amazing. This is what we live for. First of all, what a little bitch boy. Second of all, what a little bitch boy. And third of all, I love that you're calling him a boy. You're not even referring
to him. He is a boy. He's a little boy.
How old is he?
I think he's 20. Okay. 19.
I am. There's so many things to unpack here. First and foremost, I love that you so casual. Like, and then we got her on the phone. Like, what? Can you please explain to me? So, like, did she message the girl back and be like, can I call you?
She messaged the girl back and was like, is this about
blah, blah, blah,
right? Whatever. And the girl was like, yeah, like, can I call you? And so we called her. But yeah.
I have so much respect for girls that are the other girl that reach out and do it in like a very nice way. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm assuming the way you're making it sound, like the girl that reached out, she wasn't trying to be like, you're real, like it's embarrassing. Yeah, like your boyfriend, she was like, bitch, I want to help you
out. She was so nice. He wasn't really public about their relationship.
Okay.
So girls had to kind of like snoop around to find out.
Okay.
So she like had her ideas and she sent us screenshots of her being like, oh, you're on vacation with Charlie. Like you lied to me. You said it was a family vacation. And he was like, no, it's not like that. Like, I'll call you when I get home to like this girl. And he would say that he was only talking to her and they weren't dating. And like, he'd be like, keep it on the down low. Like, I saw screenshots of all this stuff. It's crazy.
That is... This is why I'm like, men are disgusting.
They're disgusting. And the fact that you can do that not once, you're doing it for a certain amount of time, right? You get caught. You say you're never going to do it again. And then you do it again. And also, she didn't even break up with him because of this. She had broken up with him at the point when that girl contacted us. She just broken up with him that day. But it wasn't because of this. She didn't even know about any of this. She broke up with him because he just wasn't treating her right. And just treated her like garbage.
And then she found this out and she's like, oh, good thing I broke up with
him.
Exactly. Then she gives him another chance. I think it's also so fucking pathetic because you're telling me this story and I've had a similar situation happen to me when the guy is like, I need help. I need help. And like, I promise you, like,
therapy.
It's like, hold on. You need help because you cannot refrain from sending pictures of your dick to other women. Why don't you just send it to your fucking girlfriend? Oh, wait, no, that's not enough. Yeah. No, I gotta reel him out to all the fans.
He loves the validation of it or something. I don't fucking know.
That is a man that is sick, insecure, and like, he could have the most amazing fucking girlfriend and he will never be satisfied and he needs to look for validation from other women.
I'm not even kidding. Charlie is perfect. Like, I would date her. Like, I
so hot.
Love
amazing,
her.
Amazing, beautiful
great,
woman.
Huge tits.
Huge
so nice.
Soul.
Huge tits. Huge soul. Huge heart.
Huge heart. Dude, that, first of all, Charlie, if you're out there, I would love to meet you. You sound like an amazing woman. Second of all, for a man to say he needs help, and I'm like, no. You don't need help. You literally are just a sick fuck that like you aren't going to be happy in a monogamous relationship and you literally should just own that and just know that like you are a sick fuck cheater and like that's what it is.
I posted about like what happened with this. I like kind of posted something cryptic on my story about it because I was going to call him out and I kind of did and then I just felt bad. So whatever, his friends like attacked me and they're like, how dare you? I was like, you don't know the full story, but whatever, I'll delete it just because like whatever.
Right. You don't want the drama.
But
right.
I posted something.
But now you're talking about it here on Call Her Daddy.
Whatever.
I love it. No, I love it.
But I posted something about like how men in power, I think you replied to my story and you were like, let's talk about this.
I was like, let's do it.
Yeah. And how that like people are abusing like their power and like cheating and lying and no one ever knows. And one of my guy friends replied to my story and was like, what about like, Jada, like that situation's like huge right now, like that's the biggest. I was like, that's like one in,
you're like first of all, the entanglement situation, yeah, we're not even gonna go there because like what is that whole situation?
Yeah, we don't know
that's
lives.
A one-off, okay? For the most part, historically speaking, it is men, mm-hmm, that are the cheaters, and that is why I say here on Call Her Daddy, okay, cheat first. It's the, yeah, cheating Olympics, who can cheat first. Now we're going to take back the power, and women, we are going to cheat first. Obviously, I'm not like telling women to cheat, but it's like a joke. I'm always like, cheat or be cheated on, because it's like, everyone gets so fucking mad at me for talking about cheating so much, and they're like, Alex, like I've read on forums, I've read on Twitter, girls get mad at me, and they're like, it's, you act like it's happening everywhere. It is. It is happening everywhere. And the girls that think that it's not happening to them, a lot of times it's happening to you. So before you fucking shit on me for talking about it on my podcast almost every fucking episode, why don't you go through your man's fucking phone?
Every give a second single, Snapchat? Every single one of my best friends. The reason I don't like relationships is because I've seen all of them go through the most fucked up, like that story I just told you, that's just one. All of my friends.
Oh my God.
All of my friends have stories like that or more fucked. And the worst part is that they date these guys that like have followers or have careers. And then when they break up, everyone's like, oh, like everyone thinks that my friend Kelsey like cheated on her ex-boyfriend and she never, ever,
and they blame the woman.
He cheated on her. Yes,
but the that is such a good fucking topic.
It's so messed up.
The men that have the platforms.
Yes,
then they're so glamorized and romanticized, and everyone looks at them like they're gods. And so naturally, I remember when it happened to me with the one guy that I was public with. People were like, "Oh my god, like you're like good for you for getting rid of her." And I'm like, Kate, if only you knew the fucking story and who broke up with who. Like that is not the truth. And you all think that I got dumped. Like no, that's not the whole story. But they go and just support the person that's more public and has more followers, and it's the stupidest fucking thing. And it's always like for the poor girl that's just like left to the fucking wings.
It's crazy. And also like a lot of guys, they convince themselves that they didn't do anything wrong, and they don't tell their friends the whole story. Like I see the side of every, I see the messages, I see the fights, I see them like being actually like physically abusive to my friends. Crazy shit. Like I see crazy fucking shit.
Olivia!
And I can't like, what can I do about it? No one's gonna fucking believe me. It's nuts. Like
that is true.
It's nuts.
No, that's actually so crazy. I feel like you're like literally the girl that's just like sitting around watching, and it's kind of sad because you saying that you've had all of your friends get so fucked over. I obviously like, I don't know you too personally, but I feel like you're like a very good friend.
I'm just crazy. Like all of my friends' ex-boyfriends are so scared of me because I will like walk up to them and be like, hey,
you're like, what are you doing?
I'm like, and I'm,
you're posting them on your story.
I'm just like exposed. Like, I don't care. I will like, they've all had me blocked at some point.
Oh
like,
my God.
They'll run, like they literally will run away from me at parties or something. I'll just go up and be like, hey.
I love that. No, but you're that girl that like, I think I always talk about, I think it's so important to have a real, like at least one really good girlfriend. I think like it's sometimes people write into me and they're like, I've kind of like, I don't really have a lot of friends, etc. You don't need to be the girl that has like 1900 friends. Like if anything, those girls sometimes are the ones that like don't even have an actual real friend.
Yeah,
but like having a best friend like Olivia, I feel like you are going to bat for your friends. And I fucking hate those kind of friends that won't stick their neck out for their friend because they're like, I don't want to get involved in the
drama.
He didn't do anything to me.
Oh, but like he's always been really nice to me. Like, oh, he hit you, like, but he's like, never hit me.
He
so
didn't hit me.
I'm like, I don't really have a reason to be mad at him. I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
If our friend is going through anything with a fucking man, you stick up for your fucking friend. I hate those bitches that can never take a side and are so neutral. Like,
you don't want to lose a friend. Like, you don't want to lose an abuser as a friend. Oh, what a great friend. Oh, they're so fun. You can go to parties together and get drunk. And you maybe...
Oh, my God. Okay, so...
I get so heated. I'm, like, shaking right now thinking about... Because just, the amount of men that have cheated on my friends just makes me sick.
But then it's so crazy because... In turn, it must then make you so cynical about like ever trying to trust a man because you're watching your friends. And then I get it where you're like, so why would I want even to explore a relationship where all the outcomes are negative? Have you gotten cheated on?
I haven't gotten cheated on because I've only had one like real boyfriend and he never cheated on me.
See, that's the thing that's actually really interesting about both of us. I think that I've kind of only had one like guy I've publicly said is my boyfriend. Everyone else, I don't really ever make my boyfriend because I think it's also like a protection thing for myself. And I know it's fucked up, but like I like to be like, well, he wasn't even my boyfriend. Or if things go south, it's like he wasn't even my boyfriend. And it's kind of a defense thing. And I get that and it's fucked up. But I do think it can mentally help you from fully going somewhere because once you're in, you're fucking in. And then these girls' lives are getting fucking twisted because these dicks are like fucking them over.
I think my main thing is I'll be in a relationship when I find the person that I want to be in a relationship with. Like, yeah. I'm not looking for a relationship because there's nobody that I want to be in a relationship right. with. If you're just, oh, I want to be in a relationship, that's how you end up in a shitty relationship.
There's so many fucking girls that are like, I just want to be a girlfriend. And I'm like, so you are literally pathetic and I can't hang out with you. I can't hang out with girls that are like, I just like, the goal is to be wifey. Like, the goal is to just like lock it down by 30. And I'm like, that is weird, bitches that have like a timeline of like when they want things to go down. Because I'm like, so let's picture this. You're at 28 and you're like, that's when I was supposed to be getting married. But the guy I went on a date with, we're on 3 dates, seems great. I'm just gonna like try to be his girlfriend now just because I'm 28. Like, bitches put so much pressure on themselves, and it's like, if you don't like him, don't be with him. If yep. you're confused if you like him or your feelings, don't rush it.
And I'm all about passion. Like, I think the best relationships, like, you have to, I mean, obviously they say that like if you're super passionate in the beginning, like, it'll yeah. just burn out quick, but like, I think you have to really, really click with someone. You can't just be like, oh, I like spending time with this person. Yeah. Like, you have to be like, holy shit, this is the person, I'm obsessed with them. Like, at least, especially in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, I just, I don't know, I want something so special if I'm yeah. gonna be with someone all the time. My time is valuable. I'm not gonna waste that with some guy that just sits around and fucking
right
exists.
Jacks like, off in the corner whatever. And I'm like, okay, I'm bored. Have you ever been in love?
I've like thought I was a couple times, but I don't think I've ever been in like mutual yeah. love where it was like fully reciprocated, like equally yeah. the same amount.
Hello, commercial break. Noom. You guys, are you feeling a little toxic from the episode? Let's just wind down and talk about something that's actually healthy. Noom. Noom is a habit change program that uses psychology to teach you how your mind works so you can understand why you make the fucked up decisions that you make and feel empowered to change for good.
Oh my God, Alex. Oh,
guys, with Noom, you pick a goal. Okay. You bite your nails, you drink too much coffee, you're a fucking sex addict, whatever it is, you pick your goal. And Noom personalizes a program to help your aspirations become a reality. So you basically get set up with a goal specialist and they kind of help you go through your journey. It's based in psychology, so it just teaches you why the fuck you do the things that you do. It does not demand a lot of your time. Noom literally takes 10 minutes a day to work on something that you want to be working on. 80% of people that join Noom finish the program and 60% have stuck with their goals. So if you're sitting over there, you're like, I hate myself because XYZ, hop on Noom, bitch. You're welcome. Guys, sign up for your trial today at noom.com/daddy. That's N as in nipple, O as in orgasm, O as in orgasm, M as in mom.com/daddy.
So do you think it's hard to date in LA? Yes, it's so hard. Well, I don't want to say, because I always used to talk shit about like LA as a city and people yeah. would be like, LA is great. I'm like, no, LA, the city of LA, yeah. amazing. So many amazing things. But when I'm talking about like LA, I'm talking about the entertainment industry and like the circle that I'm in.
Yeah.
So like that side of LA, like the sceney part, that's what's dangerous and that's what's hard to date in. It's like everyone, there's like, if I'm attracted to guys that like have their own shit going on and are like kind of powerful yeah. and a little bit douchey.
Yep.
And like just like, like a powerful man. Cause yes. I'm like, I'm a little bit of a bitch and I can come on strong and I'm yeah. kind of alpha sometimes. And I like someone to like,
yes.
put, like make me chill out a little bit.
It's like, it takes a specific man to be able to like, if you're that confident, if you are alpha, then it's like a guy needs to be so confident in himself. And that mm-hmm. is usually what comes off as the douchey guy.
Yeah. But all of those guys have a million girls that want to fuck them at any right. moment. So like, how am I, it's just crazy. Like, how am I supposed to have trust in that person? Dude, when they like,
it gives me anxiety being here right now, because yeah. every, I feel like, especially for the men, it's like women are walking around trying to look perfect here, and I get it. And then you're just, a lot of women are just trying to find a man that will pick them almost. And then a lot of the men will have something that's so amazing. And technically, if you were like in New York or anywhere else in the fucking world, it'd be like, wow, that's a dime and you've got a great catch. But in LA, it's like 5 minutes, your time is up, and like I'm moving on to something that I think is better and more relevant. And oh, this girl has more followers, or oh, this girl's like kind of younger now, so I'm gonna go date her rather than this bitch is getting older. That to me is so fucking sick.
It's
and like
disgusting.
Scary.
It's disgusting. And I see it all the time. That's why I'm so afraid of dating people here, because it's so scary and crazy. And also, like, when I first moved here, I used to have a really big bump on my nose. I got a nose job when I was like 16, and I like was bullied so much in high school. Like, I thought I was the biggest loser in the entire world. I felt like I was the odd one out in every single group situation I ever had. And so when I came to LA, I was just like, oh my God, like, I carried all that with me. I was like, oh my God, no one likes me. Like, I'm not cool. Like, I'm not an Instagram model. Like, I don't have tits and ass and
perfect body, perfect face, perfect hair.
And I felt so insecure and so weird. And then as I grew up here, I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I don't want to be one of the million girls that are
looks all exactly the same.
And it's not even just that. It's like, they all want the same things. I don't want that. Like, I don't want, I'm not here to like find a man. Like, I'm just not. And I don't care if men are like, oh, Olivia's a man hater. Like, she's too much. Like, she's just going to like be a bitch to you. Like, I don't, like, I'm here to fucking do my thing to like get my own shit and like,
make your own money, make your own music.
Like, and ever since I like kind of got that mindset, I've been so much happier. I don't care about it. Like, it's just, that's what everyone needs to have, because you can't be dependent on relationships. It's just so dumb. It's just so dumb. You're never going to be happy. But I think the most important thing to remember for me is just like that I don't need that, and that my validation doesn't come from men thinking I'm hot. Like, I know that if a guy likes me, they like me for who I am and for my personality and for just other things, because I know that they have hundreds of women out there that are beautiful and perfect, and I don't have to, like, I just realized, like, it's, to me, it's an even playing field. Even if someone's fucking perfect, like, we're all hot. We're all hot here. Yeah. I'm like, I used to think I was ugly. I've given that up. I'm like, whatever. Beautiful. I'm cute. We're all cute. So the only thing that really matters to me is my personality, my work, and like just everything, else, everything other than that. So that's what I'm more focused on. It just made me so much happier. So it is hard because everyone's pretty.
Right.
But when you just pretend like everyone's pretty, it's fine.
No, then we're fine. I think that's really interesting. And I think, like, Daddy Gang, I'm assuming you are liking hearing that, because I think, like, a lot of women always write into me asking, like, how are you so confident? And, like, how do you radiate just being like, I don't give a fuck. And, like, I literally don't care what people think about me. And I say whatever the fuck is on my mind. And I was similar to you, like, when I was growing up, like, I wasn't the cutest kid. And I think that, like, if you focus so much on everything is about your looks, like, women, it's literally everything in the world is like, what does she look like? What are her tits look like? What does her ass looks like? Like, it's so fucked. And I think that women then get in their own heads, and it, like, affects them in the bedroom, and they're like, oh my God, I'm not as skinny as the last girl, and oh my God, like, I feel fat today, and I don't want him to think I'm fat, and oh my God, what? And it's like, women overthink everything, and like, men don't have to think about that shit. And if you guys can just kind of take all that shit and put it in the fucking closet and let yourself almost like have that male mentality, then you're probably gonna live your best life. Like, Olivia's sitting in front of me, and I feel like you've kind of got to that point within yourself. Is it healthy? I don't fucking know, but it helps.
It
does temporarily help.
Also, I think another thing is, like, a lot of the guys here are kind of numb to pretty girls. Like, they're, especially when they've lived here for a while and they've fucked, like, every Instagram model.
They're like, what, do you have anything more? Do you have, like, substance? Like, do you actually have a personality? And that's kind of the dopest when you do, I bet, meet a guy that's, like, because the guy I just met, actually, that I started to hang out with, he was, like, I've dated really attractive women, but then substance seems to never come with that.
Yeah, and I think when guys mature a little bit more, they start to realize, like, oh, I've already fucked every single hot girl and I felt nothing, and now I don't even want to do that anymore, and I'm fucking bored. So then they look for something that it, like, challenges them in a different way.
Well,
so.
And also, you know what, girls? I've always said this on the show. I'm like, listen, a lot of these 9s and 10s, they fucking suck in the bedroom. So really, technically, if you're a fucking, if you consider yourself, or like what the guy looks at you as of, oh, I'm a 5 or a 6, I'm not as hot. No, that's fine, because then if you're also nastier in the bedroom and you have a good personality, I think that men would rather fuck that than rather go fuck the 10 that's like, can you just, like, slow down a little bit, and, like, I'm gonna lay right Starfish. Here and I don't want to move. I'm gonna close my eyes and take a nap, let me know when you're done. Like, no. So I think there is positives if you're, like, insecure about your looks. Fuck it, don't be fucking insecure. Fucking go out there and do whatever the fuck you want, because half the bitches that look the way they do fucking suck.
Also, they're all fucking insecure too. I'm friends with the hottest people on the planet, and I've met the hottest people on the planet, and they're all fucking insecure, and they look at themselves in the mirror and they're like, I need this plastic surgery. And I'm like, yeah, obviously I do that too.
You're like, yeah, bitch, me too.
I'm like, yes, please, Botox, please, everything.
Right.
But like, every other week I'm like, do I need a boob job?
And then do,
like,
I not? Yeah, do I not? No, but that's right. It's like the hottest of the hot, and also the hottest of the hot are getting cheated on.
Yup.
Boom. Mm-hmm. So it's like so fucked.
Beyonce got fucking cheated on. Literally. Okay.
Like, so what? Then like, so then what? So then like, where do we go from there? No. So everyone's getting cheated on.
The verdict is just that men are trash.
I want to, you don't have to get too sexual, but like, I feel like everyone has some funny sex stories, horrible sex stories. You've got something in you that like you got to share.
I do.
You're, yeah. She's like,
well, so, I don't have, I mean, I've had some like random, funny, stupid things happen, but probably my most recent like funny thing that happened. So okay. I was hooking up with this guy in quarantine, like this guy of recycling. Yep. Classic.
We love
and it. I went over to his house and I got a little bit drunk. I got actually really drunk.
Okay. Oh God. Here she goes.
And I don't really necessarily remember everything that happened. Mm-hmm.
We love those nights. Love those nights.
I woke up the next morning and he was like mad at me. And I was like, okay, what did I do? And he was like, you were...
Oh God!
You were on top, and you looked at me straight dead in the eyes, and you said, "I fucking hate you. You're disgusting," and slapped me in the face.
Olivia,
but it's, do you know who it was? It was a guy that it's.
Wait, what? No.
But I do hate him.
You're like, wait, that's so I crazy. Because sorry, but also, yeah, it's true. Mm. Wait, I'm sorry. The fact that in your drunkest state, I love how you're like, well, it's true though. The fact that you're on top of this guy fucking him drunk and you're like, I fucking hate you. That is like kind of the best fucking thing I've ever
heard. I think he was exaggerating that I slapped him. Like, I don't know if I, and also I, right, he's big. Right, I wouldn't have been able to do much damage. Like, I have a little.
Yeah. You're like, okay, slapped, like bitch slapped. So, yeah. so that's interesting. Have you done that in the past? Like, is that a thing you usually do?
No.
But there was like, had he done something to you that you were like angry and you were like a fucking
he's
blackout?
He's just a bad person.
Just kind of disgusting.
He's just a gross
I was
going to
say, well, knowing Olivia's dating history, I'm going to assume he's a douche. Mm-hmm. And then therefore, it kind of makes sense like why you would slap him. I can't even, what did you say when you were you just like,
I was
oh.
like, no, I didn't. He was like, yes, you did. And
he's
I was like,
not that you would remember. You're like, what? Okay, I'm going to go. Thanks so much for having me over. Wow.
But when I'm drunk, I get really crazy. When I like, when I'm like hooking up with someone, I just get like really scary, like
kind of terrifying. I just blackout rage moments.
Yeah. Oh, like, okay. I get mad if they come too soon.
Oh my
like,
god, what do you say? Wait, what?
I also, that also happened. But
wait, what do you say to them?
I don't know. Okay, I don't remember. But I
but you're just like, why the fuck did you just come, you stupid bitch? And he's like, I'm sorry.
I'm like really scary.
Well, yeah, I also bad. Feel like though sometimes it those are like funny things to do to men, like if you can kind of like dabble with emasculating them, you have to do it in a very
oh he needs that he oh, needs yeah. that 20 million times yes. over.
The narcissist needs to be like you need to dabble with it, but then sometimes if they're so narcissistic they fucking can't stand that because they're like no, I want a bitch that's gonna like be like you're amazing 24/7. They think they can handle it for a little bit, and then eventually they're
and
like,
then they're like nah, like nah. I need someone to just tell me I'm great and all the time and verify and validate my yes. feelings that I have about myself, which is yes. that I'm the best person ever.
Yes, yeah, that's very
that's exactly
true.
What it is.
Do you think that like I feel like at 20, like I because you didn't go to college, so like that's oops. Do you think that like that's something that you're like oh I missed out or like no?
Yeah, I think so. I mean. I was like really I was like a really huge nerd in high school. Okay. Like when I dropped out, I had a 4.5 GPA, which is like so funny. I
go
like
girl.
I like to I just make always make jokes about that. I'm like, yeah, I'm like Bill Gates, whatever.
You're like I'm like low key so brilliant, but like now I write songs and like that's getting me through life. So like I mean, it's what you wanted to do. So like fuck it. Like yeah. what would you have gone to school for? At
yeah,
that
I mean,
point?
I don't know. I kind of used to always change like what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a psychologist. I wanted to be a lawyer. I wanted to be lots of different things. But I never really felt like anything was like, yes, this is my path. Like, this right. is what I'm going to do. This is my passion until like I accidentally had a hit song and I was like, oh, OK, I'm going to go do that one.
How do you accidentally have a hit song?
That's so amazing. Basically, when I was in high school, I made like covers on SoundCloud.
Okay.
Like played piano in my room, like record it. Back when you could record from SoundCloud, like you press record and then you press stop and you can't even like crop it and you would like upload it on my like iPhone 5.
Oh my God, ancient.
Yeah. So like no, there was no effects, no any, like it was really low quality, yeah. bad. But I used to do covers and then I started writing my own stuff, but I was too scared to really post it.
Okay.
But then I found the guy Nash that I did I Hate You, I Love You with. I found him. He was opening for Black Bear and they were going on tour and I was like, oh, cool. Like, who is this guy. He had one song out and I really liked it, so I did a cover of it. And then I tweeted it at him and he was like, I love this, like, come to the show in San Francisco. And I was like, okay. So I go to the show and I at the show, whatever, and he comes out like when everyone else is on, because he was like opening, and he was like, do you have any original stuff, like send me any original stuff you have. I was like, okay. So I sent him I Hate You I Love You, and he was like, this is amazing, like, let's record it, come to LA. I was like, okay.
Like, am I dreaming? Like, wait, what?
And so I was really scared. My dad took me down to LA and I like didn't want to go inside and like record because I was so nervous and scared, because I like didn't think I was good, because like people in my school like bullied me for it. It was so nuts. And then I recorded the song. I didn't even know he was gonna put a verse on it, and then he sends it back to me and it's like the whole song, he added a verse, and then we put it out on SoundCloud, and then we put it out on everything else, and then like Kylie Jenner put it on her Snapchat story, and then it was on
Kylie
the radio.
Kylie Jenner put it on her Snapchat story.
Yeah, she was like, saddest song ever.
You're like, that's by me.
I was like 15
with the
years
saddest
old,
life
like,
ever.
Oh my god.
Dude, that is wild. And so then after that moment, were you kind of like, okay, this is it? Like, I mean
I was still in school then, and I was like going like on the weekends, I would like miss one day of school and like go to LA and like record.
Okay.
And then I would come back. And then my junior year, I did half of my junior year at my, I was going to Catholic school. Okay. And I was like kind of doing that. And then the next semester I went to independent studies. So I just had to go to school on Thursdays.
Oh my God.
I would go and I would do like 5 hours of school, and then I would do all my homework when I was in LA, and then I would come back to Napa and go to school for one day. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just moving to LA. Fuck this. I don't even want to do high school.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Like, why am I even here?
Yeah.
That is so fucking wild. And so then you just moved and like you just like never looked back.
Skanks, are you listening? We got a little commercial up in this hoe. Hello, we have a nice little new sponsor. It's Piper Lou. Ooh, what's that, Alex? Give us the deets, you little slut. So this company, Piper Lou, guys, they create thoughts, quotes, and sayings that you love, and then they design them on a shit ton of stuff. So like tumblers, shirts, hats. It's basically like whatever your whatever thought you have, or whatever you would want to be on like a t-shirt or something, and they create it for you. It's just like fun aspirational shit. But please do not put live, laugh, love on a t-shirt. I will literally get mad at all of you. If there's a special design that you love, or that's specific for like your family or friends, they can make that design just for you, whatever your mood is. So I don't know, I feel like people go on like bachelor trips or bachelorette trips, and if you're looking for a place to like customize something for you guys, this is the place that you can do it. They also have stemless wine cups too. So they just have a bunch of basically shit that you can create and design if you want in bulk with your friends or for a trip or for an event. There you go. So you guys, if you want, go to check out piperlou.com. Use code DADDY to get buy one get one free on everything site wide for a limited time. Again, that is Piper, P-I-P-E-R, Lou, L-O-U.com today, and the offer code is DADDY.
Do you think that like you are having like, would you say you're having like good sex? Like, I feel like
no.
Okay. No, it's absolutely literally so crazy, because I think back to when I was 20 and I was in college, and I like laugh about it, because like I remember in high school I always say like, so I was like blacking out having sex, like I don't know what was I literally
me when I first moved to LA, I'm like, why did I do that? It was so bad. And I was like 17, like
it's like, what are you doing? Not only are you like literally like, what was I doing, but also it's like I didn't know what the fuck, like what am I even enjoying this, like what is my vagina, and like did I, what is an orgasm, because I definitely didn't have that. I think I'm just like in pain, and like, well, I'm the whole situation awful. Yep. Then I went to college, and then I remember being like, oh, like this is an upgrade. But really in college, I was having just better sex than high school, which is still shitty sex. Like people in college think they're like, oh my God, you guys, like I'm like fucking this guy. I'm like, no, so you're having like awful sex. And then when I got out of college, I started to like fuck with guys that were older, and I'd be like, oh wait, like this is good sex. It takes a fucking long time to like actually find people that like know what the fuck they're doing. And a lot of times it takes a lot, because I know a lot of girls go in this cycle, but like there's a lot of fucking women that have sex and like the guy is just getting himself off.
Oh.
And it's like
75% of women can't come from vaginal penetration.
Yes. Yes. So let's
have my statistics. So,
okay. Boom. Mic drop. Okay, so let's think about that one for a minute. So men, if a woman can't come from vaginal penetration, I wonder why you don't maybe, I don't know, rub her clit?
Like, Like, just do something.
Maybe,
or like,
maybe try a little harder.
You can use a vibrator too. Oh, like, there's no shame in having a little bit of help if you just can't do it.
What about that? It's literally like mind blowing to me. Like, I have had sex with men where he will like put it in and we're having sex, and I'm almost like, this is like, I'm actually so excited to see if he finishes and he never touches my clit and like doesn't even try to get me off. And I've had sex like that, and I'm like, I feel so bad for the women that now fuck those men, because I'm like, he is just getting his nut.
The amount of guys that have,
yes.
And they'll always talk about like how they make their girlfriend come all the time. Like, I was like, this guy, I heard this guy that I've hooked up with talking about how like his girlfriend like comes every time they have sex and blah, blah, blah. And I was like,
so, like,
she has to be lying. No, she has to be lying.
Literally.
This is a guy that refused to ever eat pussy. He said he would never do it.
Stop.
Yes.
What? Men? I'm like, dude, the men that are like, suck my dick. And then it's like, so wait, why do you expect your dick to get sucked? And like, you're not going to eat me out. Like, I'm very confused in that little power imbalance there.
But also, I'm like, why are girls lying? Like, dude. I swear girls will just fake it. And guys will be like, oh my God, I'm so good. Like this, I'm like, those other girls, like they must've been broken. Like they didn't literally come, but like she does. And then they like wipe that girl up,
because
she's like,
no, because she literally, you think she's having an orgasm, but she's not. She's lying to you.
She's faking it, and then she wakes up and cooks for them.
No, okay. I actually think that's such an amazing topic, because I remember back in the day on Call Her Daddy, I would always jokingly talk about like, men have no idea how many women are faking orgasms.
No clue.
And how easy. It is so easy. I will not sit on this podcast and say I haven't done it. I've absolutely done it. But I've done it in times where it's like,
I just want this to be over. Please get on.
Please, I'm just taking it. No, it's there are definitely moments where I'm like, please make this be over. But there are also times where it's like, it's not that you're not enjoying it, but you know that if you show him that like, you, okay, great, I like got off too, then he'll just be done, because you just know you're not going to get off. And like, sometimes it's not that I don't enjoy sex if I don't fully have an orgasm every time. Like, you can still enjoy sex. But the amount of women I fear that listen to this podcast and are walking around the world and have faked every time they're in the bedroom, that is a very dangerous slope, and like, you need to stop doing that.
I know
stop
girls that were like 23 years old and never had an orgasm in their lives,
and that to me is like, I understand it, because I think there are so, I read all my DMs are just like, people are like, do you get a lot of dick pics? I'm like, no, I actually, a majority of the women are like, so I've never had an orgasm, and that pains me, because it's like one of the most amazing things.
Let me put you on, ladies, get the womanizer on. Vibrator. Bitch! It is the best. Or the Laylo. The Laylo is a little bit more intense though.
What is the Laylo?
It's like, it's, do you know what the womanizer is?
I have one. Like, I was just gonna, yeah, okay. Yes, it's amazing.
So it's like that, but like more intense. Like, it's crazy. Wait, and that, there's like different settings where it like does it, like you don't have to like do it, like it just, like,
I just brought up the womanizer the other it was another episode, but I was saying it's so amazing, because like, it's such a different sensation on your clit that like, I feel like if you have a very sensitive clit, you can use this. Or also, it's just like, if you are like not having success with vibrators, like the air and the pulsating,
there's
it's
no
amazing.
Friction, yes, there's no friction, so
it's amazing. Oh, it's beautiful. And it's love it. I wish it was like I wish it was cuter to bring into the bedroom with, because like mine, I'm like, oh, like this is, it's like bigger than like I would want to like be like holding it on my clit.
They make mini ones. They make like a lipstick, like small one. I'm pretty sure that you can.
Like, I literally bring had no on idea. The go,
but I think it only has like one setting, but still.
That's okay. But still need. That exactly. Guys, women, the womanizer, please get it. Okay. Daddy gang. I think Olivia has brought us a lot of daddy gang themes. And I think it's funny because since all the drama and like me taking the show by myself, I'm like, oh my God, like I feel like this show's like kind of getting healthier. And then Olivia sat down and I feel like we've digressed and we're all the way back to the beginning, and we're like, so men are trash, they're gonna cheat on you, you don't want a relationship, don't trust anyone, be alone forever. But it's kind of where you're at.
I mean, I think one day maybe.
So if you ever get a boyfriend, well, we have to have you back on the show. And we'll have to just really,
I'm just going to talk shit about him. It's going to cause a
breakup.
You're
going to be like, it actually is like not even that great. And I actually don't really come that much. And I actually kind of hate him. I don't trust him. But like, honestly, other than that, things are going, I guess, okay, decent. This is a very random fucking last thought. It can go somewhere in the episode. But I just had this revelation. I forget who I was talking about it earlier. But do people in LA, because like, it's a joke now on my show. I'm like, guys, guess what? I'm dating another athlete. I feel like girls in LA don't really fuck with the athletes, and or no, they do.
Oh, they
wait,
do.
Wait,
what do you
really
mean?
Wait,
yes.
I
it's always like, it's like specific athletes. It's not like an athlete that like, it's like the ones that are the most like poppin' and poppin'. Famous.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's
yes.
not like a like, oh, he's on the Lakers. Like, if you don't know his name, then it's like, nothing. No, whatever. No, no.
That's what I figured, because I also thought that like, I having had dated athletes, I do know that like their schedules fucking suck. So like, I know dating a baseball player, like he will never be able to go to Coachella like that. And I'm like, wait, that doesn't work for LA girls like schedules, because yeah. I could assume like at first it's fun to date an athlete, and then all of a sudden if you're like really serious
also,
with them,
athletes always cheat.
They're always cheating.
Well, all men always cheat.
But... so okay, yeah, fuck. Okay, that's interesting though. So you've never dated an athlete, have you?
No, I went on a date with a basketball player once who was so hot, but then it was really weird after, and then haven't talked to him, and now he has a girlfriend, so. Classic. Oh my God, wait.
Olivia.
I'm not even kidding. Have you seen Good Luck, Chuck?
No.
It's this movie with, and this guy, the main character, every time he hooks up with a girl, the next person she lays eyes on is their like soulmate, and she like, gets married to
yes,
them.
Yes, yes, that's you.
I am Good Luck, Chuck.
Olivia.
I'm Good Luck, what's the...
Good luck,
Charlie.
Good luck, Charlie. No, wait, it's literally you.
Good luck, Chelsea.
That's actually like really sad, because now that I'm thinking about it, like it really does seem like that is your luck.
No, that is every single man ever. I think I make men realize that they want like a nice girl.
They're like,
she ruined my life. I'm gonna settle down with a nice girl who doesn't talk back to me.
Literally, but honestly, like I think that's good that you're at least owning it. That you're like, but then if they don't want to be with me, then like why the fuck would I wouldn't be with them?
Yeah, and honestly, like if I can connect someone with their true soulmate,
then you did your job, and you'll be over here doing your own thing, and then they can all be in love and get cheated on.
Yeah,
and
both vibing.
We're both
in our own ways.
Olivia O'Brien, thank you so much for coming on Call Her Daddy. I feel like so many people have wanted this collab. I've wanted this collab. I knew immediately. I'm like, oh, we vibe and we have very similar mentalities. I think I want you to keep us updated. And like I said, you ever get a boyfriend, girlfriend, come right back on. And
I'm going to. But like,
okay, so we'll do like a yearly update. I'm like, Olivia, anything yet? You're like, no, I'll check back in soon. And then it's going to be like, okay, so Olivia, we support you. We love you. You're single. And I think it's like amazing that you own that you're single. I think a lot of girls are like insecure being like, oh my God, I don't. No, being single is an amazing thing. Boom. Thank you so much,
yep,
Olivia.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. It's me again. Your father. First of all, Olivia, so amazing, really, really cool chick in person, like really down to earth. I have so much respect for what she's doing. I'm so happy I had her on, and I'm so happy I met her. I need everyone listening to listen to your father very, very closely right now. There is a possibility that next week's episode is not going to be released on a Wednesday. Now, why would it not be released on Wednesday, Alex? Well, because... Daddy gang, there is potentially someone coming on the show that... if I could pick a more perfect guest, I couldn't. It would literally be this human being. And there is a chance that I'm going to this person's house and I am going to record them on and have them on the fucking podcast. And we will be dropping that episode Thursday night going into Friday for a very fucking specific reason. Okay. I know this is annoying because it's very cryptic, but I also am just trying to like humble myself and not get too excited, just in case for the love of God, something happens and like it doesn't work out. But for right now, that's the plan. That's the plan, is that you are getting a very nice fucking treat next week, Daddy Gang. So I love you, and get so fucking excited. Get hyped. Hang out with your friends on Thursday night at midnight going into Friday. Hang out and get ready to fucking listen to Call Her Daddy, because it's going to literally blow your fucking minds. It's a good time. It's a good time to be a part of the Daddy Gang. I fucking love you guys. You know the motherfucking drill. I'll see you next Wednesday, but I won't if this legend will be appearing on the motherfucking Call Her Daddy show. I love you, Daddy Gang. Much love from your fucking father. Thank you.